Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Superior Video Livestock Market's got a week-long celebration coming up the 8th through the 12th of July. It's Week in the Rockies, number 31, broadcasting live this year from the Embassy Suites in Loveland, Colorado. You'll be able to watch all the activities on SLA TV, Dish Network Satellite 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over the 5 days, Monday through Friday, 209,000 head of cattle will be offered, 37,000 feeder steers, 17,000 feeder heifers, 44,000 weaned calves, and 109,000 calves on cows included in the offerings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you'd like to know the day and the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies, 31, July 8th through the 12th. We continue well behind normal when it comes to the development of our spring planted crops across the country, including pollination of our U.S. corn crop. The pollination stage is, of course, the most critical phase of development for determining corn yields. Corn pollination underway across the Delta and Southeast will eventually expand into the Midwest in the coming weeks. According to the Maxar Weather Desk, pollination is expected to occur much later than normal this year due to the record planting delays this spring. Nationally, corn pollination reaches the halfway point normally by mid-July. This year, though, it's expected to nationally to reach 50% complete by July 27th. That's 10 full days later than the five-year average and 15 days later than a year ago. The most significant delays are expected across the eastern Midwest, where pollination is expected to occur 3 weeks late. The delayed development of the corn crop in the eastern Midwest will push pollination into early August, a drier time of the summer in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. And that has the potential to hurt us on yields as we head toward harvest 2019. Meanwhile, this last Friday, the Environmental Protection Agency releasing the proposed renewable volume obligation rule for 2020 for biofuels. The National Corn Growers Association, National Biofuel Association, and others are extremely upset. They say EPA has failed to account for lost volumes due to refinery exemptions, and they are not upholding President Trump's commitment to the renewable fuel standard. National Corn Growers President Lynn Crisp says, "We're frustrated that EPA did not account for potential waive gallons going forward in this proposed rule." We're a little less than 2 weeks away from the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention. It'll be happening at Embassy Suites in Norman. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey with OCA says one of the reports that he's anticipating will be made at convention has to do with a label for Oklahoma beef.
The Oklahoma Beef Label Task Force is going to have a comprehensive report at convention. I don't know at this point in time. In fact, I kind of doubt that they'll have a program to roll out, but I think there will be some specifics that they can share about some things they've learned, maybe some challenges that they're still working to overcome, some opportunities as well. But we sure want to give a comprehensive report to membership so they know what that task force is doing.
Top hired hand for OCA, Michael Kelsey. Keynote speakers at this year's OCA convention will include Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas and National Cattlemen Beef Association President Jennifer Houston of Tennessee. You've got farm news on Ron.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above-average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.